Brother Chris gave us the assignment to share a verse that helps us to help people. And I thought about James 1:27. It says, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is to visit the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained from the world."
One verse that helps me to give and help out is 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. "So let each man give according to how he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And that reminds me to just give cheerfully and not grudgingly, but because it's the right thing to do.
The story of the widows might help me to remember that it doesn't matter how much you give. If you can't give real much, it's the thought that counts. And that widow gave pretty much all her money. They probably didn't have anything to eat that night, but she valued giving that to the church more than using it for her own purposes.
I thought of Matthew 25, verses 37 through 40, which I believe David read last week. "Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger, take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these of my brethren, you did it to me.'" I was just thinking, like that verse says, helping out other people, it's one of the most important things. It's actually helping God.
I like the verse in Luke 14:13. "But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." And that's just a nice verse because it's showing how they can't pay you back, but you'll be paid later on.
I also got that same one as Jaden did here in Matthew 25, verse 34 and 35. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." As that's just encouraging to help those around us that need things. And we could be in those same positions that they were. But so it's just encouraging to help them and just give them the things they need and help them when they need.
I got the story of when Job opened all his doors to help the poor and needy and helped everybody that came.
Matthew 6, Jesus told us to give to the poor and not boast about it.
Thought about the Apostle Paul. After he's converted, he spent the rest of his life helping and giving to others who are in need.
I didn't get the boys' assignment until this morning, but it was kind of a coincidence because earlier this week, I think it was on Monday morning, I was at work, a homeless man stopped in. He was walking by, and I noticed he didn't have very much, and I had some extra cash. I gave it to him, and one of my coworkers questioned me why I did it. I didn't really think about it. Growing up as a kid, that's what my dad and I did. When we've seen anybody, we did our best to help them out. But I showed him that verse that Jaden and Arthur them read, when Jesus said that, "If you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me."